Session number 10934, rule 9.
General Roll, Reel 9. So you were saying that after the war, the attitude towards the military changed.
Yeah, I mean, as is understandable, Germany was completely broken. Nobody knew how we proceed, what's going on. And the daily task was to get the food and to get your cloth for the next day and look for a job, which was, in many, many cases, a grey or the black market, you know. Really, from this, the German economy recovered until the change of the German Deutschmark, revaluating of the German mark, no doubt. It was a semi-legal action. But, you know, the officer and the soldier was not a very popular one, even if you haven't to forget, this is a German army, a German air force in those days, was about 90% reserves. The active force was killed. Right, 1941, I was the last active officer in my wing, which ended the war. Yeah? So you see, this was fed by newcomers, by reserves, by whatever, and certainly they put all the load and the debt on the soldier. They lost the war, which is not true. The politicians lost the war. Hitler lost the war by his plans. He got a lot of indication this is not practical and natural. No, his will and his was to reach his objectives or to go to the full catastrophe, risking the life of his own people. This is absolutely true. He lost the war, not the soldier. He never had, no leader in Germany, political leader in Germany, had ever such a dedicated force as he had. And therefore, the other day, I had to write a foreword for a book, Soldiers. And I talked about the virtues of soldier, you know, reliability to his comradeship and things like that. And I put the question, if these are the backbone of military community, you know, and we estimate it as great virtues, but are the virtues as such, the only virtues, applied to a certain goal? And this gives them the virtue, nothing else. Our dedicated force gave Hitler the instrument to lead us in the biggest catastrophe of our history. That's a virtue of this attitudes which we had as soldiers.
Do you think it was true what this official said to you about you becoming a focus as an officer for undesirable forces?
I don't know. You know, in those days there was maybe a little bit overestimation because of a very unstable situation, you know, politically. Nobody knew which ideas he has, you know. Students in those days came with an old military coat, you know, and a modified uniform. They didn't have civil cloth. And they came to the university, you know. This, you didn't know what type of characters are there. Are they righteous? Are they leftists, are the I can tell you they were students. They just were looking for another job. They wanted to get rid of the whole past and get studied and come to a completely different profession. This was our target after the war.